Majuk Dude Morwil, a member of the Transitional National Legislative Assembly, says South Sudan government should urgently deploy forces to restore security in parts of Arab states that are engulfed by violence.
Let him support Francis Marial to the full and give him the benefit of the doubt that he will fail. He is a policeman. He is a trained policeman. He will know his job. He will know where the rule of law starts and where it ends. If he is supported, and the support I need is a well-disciplined force, not junk. A well-disciplined force with the rules and regulations, codes of conduct, and rules of engagement, so that when they go, they don't dip their hands into the community property.
Morwil's request follows last week's swearing-in of Francis Marial Abur as the new Arab state governor. President Salva Kiir directed the new governor to deal with the insecurity that has hit the state. Marial became governor after Kiir changed his mind about appointing former spy chief Akol Kur Kuch as the Warab governor earlier this month. Kiir fired Kuch before he was sworn in as governor. Morwil says he believes in the new governor has extensive experience as a former law enforcement officer and could be an asset in maintaining order and stability.
I thank our president for appointing a son of Luanjang. We are backing our president to open a new page to revise governance. Governance is seen when an incident takes place. Immediately, the rule of law officer must be available at the scene, at least after 6 to 8 hours, when the crime scene is still fresh with evidence. That's where governance is seen, so that an investigation takes place, so that the culprit is arrested and put in jail, so that a court is formed after investigation, and whoever is guilty is tried. That is what law and order and justice is. It hasn't been happening.
The lawmaker is calling on the communities in Warab to unite in support the new governor to usher in peace and development.
So the Luanjang are getting out of their way by asking for an administrative area and appointing their chief at the same time. This is nonsense. That is anarchy. The appointment of Marial is a double-edged sword. Why? If he fails, it is the Luanjang who did not deliver. And I wish the president supports him fully. And what support do I want? There are those who have held out, those who could not listen to us. Thank God we came back alive. The guns are everywhere.
Warab State has suffered repeated bouts of intercommunal violence as well as violence between communities in Warab and in the Abia administrative area. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur in Nairobi, Kenya.